Well, it's one of the wonderful things about BizNews is that we have tribe members all over the world, including Rory Steyn, who is, well, a security specialist, used to be Nelson Mandela's bodyguard, and he's in Australia at the moment. Good to chat to you this early morning. Rory, you say there's big things happening there.
Well, it's early morning where you are, Alec, but it's already almost 1:30 in the afternoon where I am. And yes, big things indeed. Australia leading the world in having just announced at midnight last night. So that's literally just over 13 hours ago, a ban on under 16s accessing social media. So the Australian government has nominated a list of social media companies that include the obvious ones like Instagram, TikTok, WeChat, and a whole bunch of others, and they will add to that list. And they are holding the tech companies responsible. So they're making it the tech companies' problem at the risk of a $50 million fine should they not get it right. And about 350,000 Instagram accounts and over 210,000 TikTok accounts are being deactivated to protect teens. And this, as I watched the media release of this by the Prime Minister and the Communications Minister, I think it was, of the current government, but they were backed up by a whole bunch of NGOs and community organizations. And as the Prime Minister said, this is not led by politicians. This is being led by the people of Australia. And you had people like, there's a group, like a pressure group, I guess it is, called Let Them Be Kids. And it is led by the parents of people whose children have sadly committed suicide or harmed themselves in other less fatal ways, if that's even an expression, due to online stalking, social media pressure, cyberbullying, and the rest. And I just absolutely applaud the Australian government, because I'm a father, I'm a grandfather, and I'm also the husband of a principal of a prep school in South Africa. So I know what these pressures are. In a conversation not long ago with my youngest child, who's already 23, referring to my brother and I, he said, "Dad, you know, you and Uncle Kirby come from the golden generation. You are so fortunate." I said, "What do you mean by that, boy?" And he said, "You guys never had to grow up with social media." And it was such a profound, it was an offhand conversation in our kitchen, you know, as you're getting ready for the evening meal and we all gather in the kitchen. And I just think, wow, that's profound from a kid. So I just want to applaud the Australian government and the Australian people. Now, obviously, there are going to be opposition voices. Teenagers are not stupid. They are going to try and acquire VPNs and set those VPNs up in, for example, the Scandinavian countries and continue with their accounts. But the Australian government have said this is only step one. The next step will be the very strict regulation of this, and they will hold the feet of the tech companies to the fire. They're going to make it their problem. The onus will be on the tech companies to regulate this at the risk of very, very severe penalties. There are also contrary voices from freedom of speech organizations and the big tech companies themselves. But I say, in the capacity of a father and a grandfather and the husband of a teacher, good on you, Australia. And there's attention from all over the world. As I've said, this is less than 14 hours old, this announcement, and it's effective time, midnight last night, Australia time, and the whole world is watching. The UK are watching, the Europe is watching, they had a lady there from Europe. Everybody is saying, let's see how this goes, Australia. And you know, Alec, when I was watching, like, kind of like following the story, somebody made the very good point that a few decades ago, when people said to automobile manufacturers, "Hey, you've got to put seatbelts in all motor vehicles," the automobile companies were, "Get out of here, man. Who do you think you are telling us that we need to put seatbelts in vehicles?" And now does anybody anywhere today doubt the fact that you need, if you buy a motor car, it's got to have seatbelts by law, which is what the Aussie government is doing here. And you look as a parent or as a purchaser of a motor vehicle that you're going to put your kids in, you look at what vehicle has the highest rating. And that's exactly what Australia, you know, are saying here. There was a great line from one of these pressure groups or and NGOs today saying, teen security before tech profit. And I think that's exactly what it's about. You know, these tech companies now have a choice. And what they should do is if they want to compete amongst one another for, you know, these algorithms affecting teenagers, they should be marketing the fact that their platform is safer than all of the others for young people. So I just want to say, Alec, I will be following the story for obvious reasons, but I just want to say well done to the Aussies. Good on you.
Rory Steyn talking to us from, is it Brisbane that you're at right now?
Yeah, the Qantas Lounge in Brisbane. We have a flight to Melbourne in a couple of hours. Yeah, thanks, Alec, for taking the call.
And good talking to you as well, Rory. Look forward to seeing you. Rory's going to be talking at the Liberty Conference.
Yes, sir.
Which is a little bit interesting here, Rory. You're going to talk at the Liberty Conference about people, about our personal rights, but you are a champion in this case of not giving the rights to the kids. Well, I suppose kids aren't supposed to drink before they're 18 either. So if you make
absolutely
easier.
Absolutely, we have to protect them.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was a protector, and I think we need to protect our teens. They're vulnerable. They're emotionally vulnerable. And there's all kinds of predation going on there, you know, from the grooming that goes on, which of course is the minority, but just the cyberbullying and just the pressure. What they're saying is if this comes into force and effect, the average Australian teenager will probably get an extra hour and a half sleep. Now, think about that, just from a mental and physical health perspective. What a pleasure. And the Prime Minister was saying to the kids, I mean, this is obviously going to be ignored by most of them, but he's saying, guys, lean into this over the Christmas holiday. Get with your friends and family and have very real conversations. Maybe read a book that's been sitting on your bookshelf for a long time. Because he says this measure is really about common sense. And I can't agree with him more, Alec.
Well, Australia does have a reputation for being a bit of a nanny state, so I suppose there'll be lots of people who will say, yeah, you didn't expect anything else. But who knows? The world will be watching, and if this experiment works, do you think we could could replicate it at home? Eh? Yeah.
And you know, full disclosure, Alec, I'm the first one to hold my hand up and say I have called Australia a nanny state many times and for, I think, good reason. But in this case, I'm fully behind this. I mean, they also led the way. This came out in the press conference. They led the way with measures such as sun protection for every school child. So every school in Australia has free, provided by the government, sunscreen, and you have to, your kid who comes to school has to be wearing a hat, and that just saves the healthcare costs to the state and to the taxpayer, you know, further down the line in 10, 15, 20, 25 years time. So they're saying we led the way with sun care, and we're going to lead the way with protecting our kids from the evils of social media, because of course not all social media is evil, but there are elements of it that require protection. So I applaud them.
Yeah, I think it was Plato who said that there are two types of ignorance. There's the ignorance that is willful and arrogant and people who really just don't know that they don't know. And there's the other type of ignorance, which is where we do things without really thinking about them.
Yeah.
And the sunblock is a good example. I don't think you'd find anyone nowadays who'd say sunblock is bad for you. And so we'll see. Seatbelts in cars. Rory Steyn, lovely talking with you, our roving reporter Brisbane, Australia. We'll catch up with you again in future. And to you. Cheers. Bye-bye, Rory.
I'll see you in Amanus later this month. Eric.
That's on the 9th of March. On the 9th of March, Rory Steyn will be at the Neil de Beer Liberty Conference with a star-studded group of speakers.